Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2334, How Minimalism Lights the Path to Vision by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. As I said, it's Minimalist Monday. I'm going to keep this intro nice and minimal and start optimizing your life. How Minimalism Lights the Path to Vision by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. I've been on my minimalism journey for about a year and a half, but the change that has come from it has already been impactful. In a way, decluttering my home and life to focus on the essential has become more than after work and weekend activity. Minimalism has become a way of living and thinking, a filter with which to view the world. When I started out by playing Min's Game with my wife, Amy, I really had no sense of where decluttering our home and life was going to take us. In the last year, things have changed more than I could have possibly imagined. After reducing Amazon purchases to only the essentials, I was able to meet my goal of traveling 12 times in 2015. I was able to visit friends and family in their home cities that I haven't seen in quite a while. One of those trips was to Siguatepeque, Honduras, where I volunteered my photography and video work alongside my friend Joshua to help launch his new nonprofit, The Hope Effect. Is a trip that has given me a renewed sense of purpose and helped me further understand the true meaning of having enough. In my video last week, I discussed the idea of vision versus goals or plans. Essentially, vision is what an ideal day might look like to you. An ideal day is not a vacation day, but a productive, meaningful, relaxed, purposeful day. That isn't to say checking out every once in a while is a problem, but simply that an ideal day would be a productive one, full of creating, giving, and fulfilling a meaningful purpose to you while earning a living doing what you do best. The question that remains is, how do you find that vision? What is the path to vision? More importantly, is it truly your vision or is it a product of the environment we live in? Perhaps the vision we've set for ourselves is the expectation created by a culture of consumption and debt-ridden economic growth. So how does minimalism help us figure all this out? Well, life is full of distractions, and minimalism as a philosophy helps remove many of those distractions. In fact, it helps us figure out what parts of our lives are distractions in the first place. By slowly and intentionally removing the excess from our lives, the meaningful parts are illuminated. Opportunities emerge from beneath the credit card payments and overstuffed closets and garages. When we're less busy organizing our belongings and running from one commitment to the next, our brains begin to wander. It is in moments of nothingness that we reflect upon the meaningful parts of our lives, you know, those blissful moments between Facebook notifications. I recently finished reading The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, which overwhelmingly suggests that our ability to overcome bad habits relies heavily on actually believing that change is possible. With less clutter, minimalism helps uncover the foundation of momentum and good in our lives. The kind of change you want for you and your family becomes seemingly possible within the space that is created. Minimalism helps light the path to vision by eliminating the majority of consumerism from our lives. When we learn to accept that we've had enough, we can truly focus on where we want to go instead. When we buy a new car that has monthly payments for 5 years, that purchase is providing us a framework for the next 5 years of our lives. In a way, we're saying it is our vision to own that car fully in 5 years once it has lost over half of its value. If you don't define your vision, there are thousands of companies that would be happy to define it for you. Minimalism, focusing on the essential, forces us to create our own structure for achieving vision in our lives. Instead of having a convenient 60-month payment plan provided for us, taking an alternative approach creates the flexibility and freedom in our lives to make that decision for ourselves, to consider continuing to drive the car you already have, buying a used car, or taking public transport, to really dig in and ask ourselves, hey, what's important to me, really? What has brought me the most drive, energy, and passion was realizing that I already had everything I needed. I may be working harder than I ever have before, but it sure feels different now. Once the clutter is removed, a meaningful vision comes out of the woodwork. Once we're not chasing the latest and greatest, once we know that we are enough and we truly have enough, it becomes much easier to focus on the things that bring us fulfillment, value, and meaningful progress. This is how minimalism lights the path to vision. You just listened to the post titled, How Minimalism Lights the Path to Vision by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Anthony. Early in the post, he mentioned Min's Game, that's short for The Minimalist Game, that was created by the minimalists, Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus, arguably the most popular writers of the entire minimalist movement. They have a couple of documentaries on Netflix about minimalism, in fact. Anyway, the game they came up with is pretty simple, and while technically you can do it at any time, it's most convenient at the beginning of the month because the goal is to do it every day for 1 month, and the day of the month corresponds with how many items you get rid of. So for example, today is May 2nd, but if you started it yesterday, you would have sold or donated or trashed or recycled something yesterday. And then today, since it's the second day of the month, you get rid of 2 items instead. Then tomorrow, 3 items and so on until the last day where you get rid of 30 or 31 items, I guess, depending on the month. And while it is the second of the month right now, if you're listening in real time, you can still start. You just declutter 3 items today and then 3 tomorrow for the third and then 4th on the next day and so on. I tried it once, but really felt like in my home, I didn't have enough stuff to get rid of. If it were in my family's house where I record and still have a bunch of old things, I probably could have done it. But in any case, it makes for a great activity with another person, sort of turning it into a challenge. And then you have some accountability and motivation to continue going until the end of the month. So maybe try it out if you're looking to declutter. It could work wonders for you. Have a great day of decluttering if you wish, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.